6:45 on Downtown Time for a message in the bottle, brought to you every week at this time by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. Afternoon, sir. Anything new in your world?
Why no? I mean, yes. Yeah, for everybody who may have seen our posts on social media, we were robbed this morning. I did, Rich was nice enough to ask if I wanted to mention it on the air, and I said, you know, I guess it's probably best, A, because we are back open for business, so please, you know, do feel free to come on in. We're all set. We are replacing our locks as we speak. just FYI, sir, in case you're listening.
Wow.
But, I get the feeling, having watched the video of this gentleman in his efforts this morning, and yes, we got you on lots of video cameras, sir. I don't feel like he's a frequent listener to the downtown program, so I could be wrong. But no, hey, just as a, you know, as I told the nice folks from Channel 5, who also, you know, asked me about it, it's just a key for everybody to stay vigilant. You know, even though you may have gone a little while, if you're a business owner or a property owner or something. This person, as I say, we got him on video, and he was trying every door possible. So, you know, just, yeah, stay vigilant. You know, we're not, it's not a crime spree, but it's, you know, I know our friends down at Harvest Moon, I think, got hit last week as well. So, and the officers said that this is very often something that, you know, happens in spurts. You know, it's the one person, and usually when they catch the person, five or six open cases are solved, so. But it's pretty bizarre. I mean, just to laugh about it, they broke in. They took an old safe that we have that we haven't used in years. There's nothing in it. They stole our dolly, which is a bright red dolly, and used it, I presume, to get this safe out of here because it's a safe. It's not light. And I'm horribly amused by the idea that this person, it happened this morning or just before 8 o'clock, and around 8 o'clock somebody must have been on Hammond Street rolling a bright red dolly with a safe on it, and no one thought, gosh, that looks odd.
And I'm guessing that he did not wear, was not attired like someone who might be involved in safe repair or that sort of thing.
He was attired in my sweatshirt that he had just stolen from me, actually.
Wow. Well, you got that going for him.
Gray sweatshirt with kind of white flecks on it, fleece lined. No, it was nice. Anyway, but he also stole one of my, it's amazing. Like, he, you know, again, I'm not complaining. Our inventory is still here, but the one piece of inventory that was taken was one of my Perfecto t-shirts. And if anybody knows what those are, it's a sort of flippant take on a pizza box cover. So, I don't know, you know, the times we live in. But like I said, you know, it's good for everybody to keep in mind, you know, be vigilant, lock your doors. If you think your locks, like mine were, are lesser than, I want to look into that.
Well, I'm sorry you had to deal with all that, but glad it wasn't worse.
Hard to get in. Yeah, just so everybody knows. Yeah, they used a credit card to get in. They like Jimmy DeLavitt. So, yeah, it's like that, it, you know. And, again, in this town of old buildings, probably also some old locks that may need checking. Anyway, so that's that. But I want to tell everybody we are open. We are, you know, happy to receive people. And no worries. No one got hurt. That's always my first concern. And so, you know, it's what it is. Anyway, well, let's jump back to wine. We got to finish up Spain, then next week we'll talk about Portugal and get into Italy. But as everybody recalls, last week we were talking about Tempranillo, which is the foremost, I would say, red grape. We talked about the Tempranillo belt, which basically stretches from Rioja down the Douro River, becoming the Duero, the Duero River becoming the Douro River once it hits the Portuguese border and flows all the way through the valleys there and down into the city of Oporto. So just to quickly jump back, just to remind everybody that the dictator Franco was in power in Spain for I believe about 50 years or something like that. I'm a little, forgive me if my facts are off. I'm a little shook today. But basically he shut down the Iberian Peninsula, which is why not only do we have these grapes in Portugal that people don't really know, but there's a lot of grapes in Spain that basically didn't gain international reputation and only are doing so now. So I just want to mention a couple of those because I think they're fantastic, and nothing wrong with a Tempranillo, or we certainly talked about Cavas and things like that, but these are kind of interesting things. So if we start in the northwest, north of Portugal, you've got region of Ribeira Sacra and Bierzo, and they use the grape Mencia. Mencia is a wonderful medium-bodied grape, really kind of interesting aromatics, dark berry, a little bit of like wild fruit. It's really, really fun. So check out the Mencia grape if you can find that, again, from Bierzo, Ribeira Sacra, etc. Then moving from there towards that west coast, you have the region known as Galicia, or Galicia, but Galicia. And the most famous region there is called Rias Baixas, and these are sort of finger-like, fjord-like stretches that go into the Atlantic Ocean. They grow the grape Albariño there. Albariño is a wonderful, thick-skinned, floral, honeyed sort of wine that is only just starting to come out now. It benefits from these fogs that come into these appendages from the Atlantic Ocean and then, come out, sort of midday. So it offers a nice long ripening season for those Albariños, which they need because they are thicker skinned and take that. But what's nice about them is they resist mildew and other fungal issues that are inherent to the fog. So you found like the perfect grape to be there. The grape Garnacha or Grenache is also very common, especially along that sort of southern French border into Spain, and then in the region of Priorat as well, which is in about 100 kilometers outside of Barcelona to the west. Garnacha is wonderful. I mean, I'm sure you've had millions of iterations of Garnacha there. It's a very fruit-forward, bold wine that is grown all throughout that Mediterranean basin and is very, very satisfying. The other red grape that I particularly love is called Monastrell. Monastrell, again, you find really down into the southeastern coast of Spain, predominantly in regions like Jumilla, Almansa, things like that. Again, a thicker skin grape. The French call it Mourvèdre, if you've ever heard of that. And again, gives you a really dark toned, almost plummy fruit to it, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. So those are some to check out. The other ones that I believe I may have mentioned when we were talking about Catalunya, the grape Trepat, which is a red grape that they sometimes make into either still, but usually more into cavas. So some of the rosé cavas are made out of this grape Trepat. There's the grape Bobal, which is also, it was basically a mass production grape, like it grew very easily, and so they would just mostly sell it off to turn into, like, brandy. But now there's some people actually doing some really cool wines made out of Bobal, B-O-B-A-L. And then there's, of course, Mazuelo. Mazuelo you may know as the French Carignan, but they call it Mazuelo there. And again, that you do find in some of these regions where they're growing these warmer grapes. And then, of course, you have some international grapes, Syrah, Cab, et cetera. But those are the big ones from Spain to check out. And like I said, next week we'll talk Portugal and go from there. And in the meantime, check your locks.
Yeah, good idea there. By the way, we're on vacation next week, my last week of summer break.
Good. Well, we shall all enjoy it, and we'll talk to you then in 2 weeks.
Fabulous. Stay safe.
Don't miss you. I will.
Right.
You too.
Thanks, Eric.
Bye-bye.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor. And yes, they are open for business. Absolutely.